Starting this weekend, 20 baseball teams meet in Georgia for a World Series that's a little different from the one you're used to. Most of the athletes who will be on the field are blind. These players listen for the ball, which is equipped with a special sound. The Northwest News Network's Jessica Robinson takes us to Spokane, Washington, where a new team is learning to play this twist on America's pastime.
The air smells like cut grass and barbecue at Friendship Park in North Spokane. And B. Yang is up to bat.
Get him, B. Get him, B.
Yang steps up to the plate. He gets some help from a teammate who has partial vision.
Keep going, 20 feet forward. 10, 5, home plate, tap.
The outfielders get ready. Yang is known here as a power hitter. The infielders at first and third guard bases that look like blue foam pillars. Yang listens for the pitch.
Ready!
Yang swings. He hits the ball and takes off toward first base, which has started buzzing. Over in left field, a player scrambles after the beeping ball. But Yang reaches the base first. Welcome to Beep Baseball, named for the beeping sound the balls make. 26 U.S. teams, plus one in Taiwan, make up the National Beep Baseball Association. Troy Lieberg is the coach of the Spokane team. Like many of the players here, the last time he was on a baseball diamond was in high school.
But with my vision, I couldn't see the ball coming to hit it. So, you know, they finally just said, oh, you're just a ball boy now, you know. But now I'm 45, and now this is our second season here.
In this version of the game, you score a run by reaching a base before the opposing team's outfielders pick up the ball. In all of Beep Baseball history, there have only been 5 balls caught in midair. There's no second base, and the pitcher, who has at least some vision, is on your own team. The evolution of this sport mirrors a shift in thinking about disabilities in the U.S. Back when the game began in Colorado in the 1960s, there was no running, no diving after the ball, and players were bundled up in all sorts of padding. They found the game boring. It finally took off in the 1970s when the rules of beat baseball were revised to be less protective. Vivian Hushka lost her vision after college.
If I did running, it was like, you know, sighted guys, so holding on with somebody, chained with somebody. So when they said, yeah, you're going to run from there to the base, I go, like, with no cane, no sighted guy, you just run free, you know.
Ready!
Beep baseball games are full of jokes that might seem politically incorrect elsewhere. Keep your eye on the ball, they'll banter. At one point, half the field cracks up when one player hits the ball, and her teammate unknowingly congratulates the wrong person.
Good job, Beep! Good job! That was Terry!
Oh, Terry!
Terry Fimple says Beep baseball is a rare place where she doesn't have to explain herself or her disability.
So it's just, I don't know, it's kind of like an own private little world. It's just like an own private little community that we can talk and be ourselves, but yet, you know, have the understanding that we're all equal.
The Spokane team may take a break from practice next week to listen to the final game in the World Series of Beep Baseball on a live web stream. For these players, it isn't blindness that unites the team. It's just a love of baseball. For NPR News, I'm Jessica Robinson in Spokane.
And this is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm David Green.